On a reporting trip 2 weeks ago in the Sierra Nevada, I was told to evacuate the Hume Lake Christian Camp's area, as the rough fire burned a mile and a half away from the camp. The smoke was thick and ash began to fall from the sky. Today, the camp is safe, even though the rough fire burned right up to the dam of Hume Lake.
So this fire got really close.
It did. Closer than anything we'd seen of this magnitude before.
That's Philip Hamilton, a fire captain for the Hume Lake Volunteer Fire Department. Even though crews fought the blaze, the fire made it to the Hume Lake Dam 3/4 mile away from the popular mountain destination.
We could clearly see a large smoke column building at the dam. There was a spot fire to the right of the dam on the hillside that had started, and the crews quickly were on that. You could hear chainsaws working as they were trying to cut line around it.
Hume Lake Christian Camps?
Today, Hume Lake is safe. But the camp is being evacuated again, not because of fire, but because of poor air quality due to the amount of smoke still in the area. Even still, Hamilton says because the community is on the side of a canyon, the camp could have easily gone up in smoke.
I can recall a couple different times hearing radio transmissions from helicopter pilots saying that it's miraculously holding on a ridge, and they didn't have explanation for that. From my religious belief, I can attest to why I think that happened the way it did, because there's several different moments that it looked like it could have been a very dire situation.
The actual lake is abnormally low due to the drought and because air crews are using lake water to fight the fire with. As Executive Camp Director Dathan Brown and I stand at the shore's edge, we throw a couple stones into what now looks like a puddle.
Thankfully, we got all of the kids from summer camp off the property back a couple weeks ago on a Saturday. And they were thinking it was starting to look all right in this area, but then the next day it started to ramp up significant.
They speak of luck, because the basin the camp is in acts sort of like a barbecue pit full of coals ready for lighting. Forest conditions because of drought, bark beetle damage, and lack of natural fires in the region were ready to burn. Fresno fireman and rough fire spokesman Paul Garnier escorted me around the fire burn area.
This camp is situated in a basin. There's a low-lying area below the dam. All that superheated air runs up that canyon, preheats all those fuels, and basically makes an uphill blowtorch. And so it's a miracle in itself that this camp has been saved.
The Christian camp mobilized followers around the globe to pray. There's no way to determine that their prayers were the community's saving grace. But from a viewpoint on a vista east of the camp, the fire severity is evident.
We're here.
Yeah, so this is where the fire met the road. This is where the crews prepped the road and all the brush along the side of the road to help prepare for the impending fire.
Crews fought the blaze by creating lines of defense. In some areas, they cleared out brush and debris, choking out the fire. In other areas like the one Paul and I are at, crews lit the forest on fire and managed those burns so they meet the approaching active fire.
Fire does run uphill, and by looking at the different fire lines that were put in place around the camp, you can clearly see that that is one of the things that saved this camp.
The rough fire has yet to be contained and is leaving in its path large patches of forest as a moonscape behind it. And even though the community of Hume Lake is safe for now, forest conditions above the camp, unaltered by fire, are ready to burn. Once again, Fire Captain Philip Hamilton.
There's a lot of fuels that are still alive, but just such a dense tree area that it wouldn't take much for those different fuels to go off. So it's just an area that is in this secluded little bowl that hasn't seen fire for some time.
As the ring of fire grows, the next line of activity is just a few miles from the iconic Cedar Grove at Road's End. And as the blaze slowly encroaches on that area of forest, perhaps Hume Lake Christian Camp's extended community of prayers should be focused there. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.